You are now listening to The Buzz Podcast, brought to you by The Maker TV. Indulge, incite, inspire.
Alright, but before you start, let's give a shout out to this guy who gave us a comment on the thingy. Let me just load up his username.
Right here.
Yeah, man.
It's not really like that now, is it? Guys, it's all nappy and, you know, bed hair gang.
So yeah, it's Gavra Bamf, or Gavra Bamf. I don't know.
Bamf.
Yeah.
Bamf.
He goes, yo, Bamf. Your hair is like on fleek, bro! Exclamation mark. I don't know who he was actually.
It must have.
Just kidding, guys.
Of course it was me, like.
I didn't see anything flick there. It's just like me going like this. It must have been me. Look at my hair. Look at it yeah, go. Look at it go in the
lush,
look at it go.
Luscious, you know.
Look at it go.
Hey, it has to be wet for me to do that, but yeah.
Same, Joe.
Anyways, let's start. Alright, so today I wanted to talk about like dating apps and like your opinion on dating apps. I know like we usually talk about them.
They don't work.
I know like our usual WhatsApp messages are like complaining about them and stuff, but I really wanna like document what your actual opinions for the world to see. Cause I remember like earlier this week I was walking through Leicester Square.
Yeah.
You've met the guy that does the comedy club.
The black guy.
Yeah, him, yeah. So he's another one I talk about dating apps with. So, you know, earlier this week I was walking through there and I saw him again and we were talking about dating apps as well, and he was telling me about how he uses Plenty of Fish, and he gets
Plenty of Fish is so weird, man.
He was talking to me about, oh yeah, I'm speaking to these girls on POF. I'm like, what POF are you using? Because the thing is with me, when I use POF, like I must have messaged around 100 plus females on that app.
Wow, that's a lot.
I haven't gotten one reply yet. One. Actually, tell the truth, I did get a reply, finally.
Maybe they don't use the app anymore.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you're picking the wrong people.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm talking to him and he's like, yeah, I'm getting these replies. I'm like, yo, dude, you have to show me your inbox. So he's showing me the inbox, right? And he's like, he said to me the same thing. He's like, he messaged around like hundreds of girls, but he's gotten probably in total like between 10 and 20 replies in total. But yeah, I'm just thinking like, dude, no one's replying on flipping POF.
I don't use it anymore. I think I installed it maybe. Might still be my phone.
That's another thing I tend to do. I like install apps, try them. Something doesn't happen. Like I give myself a week to keep the app, or something does happen. Like just say, Clover. There was this one girl I was speaking to on Clover. She said her location was in London, right? Cute picture, whatever. Speaking to her, I tell her, yeah, message me on WhatsApp. So she messages me on WhatsApp. But then I noticed something was weird with her number. I think it was +33 or something.
Right, that's not the UK.
so I didn't pay much attention to it. I was like, maybe she moved over here and then she's still using that number. Whatever, because WhatsApp, you can use a completely different number on WhatsApp then. So I asked her, oh, because I searched the area code, it was Sweden. So then I asked her, oh, how come you have a Swedish number? She was like, oh, because I'm from Sweden. I was like, okay, so did you move to London recently? She was like, no, I still live in Sweden. I was like, have you ever visited London? She was like, nah. Like, why did you have it on your profile? She's like, oh, I just like the place. So I was like, you know, I was like, forget this, man. I deleted the app. As soon as you said that, I just deleted that. I was just so like, I was so done.
You should have just taken a trip to Sweden, man.
No, for what, man?
Thank you for listening to that episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a rating on whatever platform you're using, whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, or whatever other platform you're listening to this on. If you'd like the video versions of these episodes, be sure to check them out on our YouTube channel, The Maker TV, all one word. If you'd like to carry on this discussion on social media, use the hashtag TheBuzz, that is hashtag THEBUZZ, or for you Americans, double Z. It's been a pleasure bringing you this episode. Catch you on the next one. You are now listening to The Buzz Podcast, brought to you by The Maker TV. Indulge, incite, inspire.
Alright, but before we start, let's give a shout out to this guy who gave us a comment on thingy. Let me just load up his username.
Right here.
Yeah, man.
Well, my hair's not really like that now, is it? Guys, it's all nappy and, you know, bed hair. Bed hair gang.
So yeah, it's Gavra Bamf. Or G-A-V-R-A-B-A-M-F. I don't know.
Bamf.
Yeah.
Bam.
He goes, yo, Bam. Your hair is like on fleek, bro! Exclamation mark. I don't know who he was actually.
It must have been. Kidding, guys. Kidding.
Of course, it was me. Like,
nah, just nah. Look at this. Nah, just. I didn't see anything flick there. It's just like me going like this. Must have been. Look at my hair. Look at it. Yeah, go. Look at it go in the
lush,
room. Look at it go.
Luscious, you know.
Look at it go.
Hey, it has to be wet for me to do that, but yeah.
Same. Same, Joe.
Anyways, let's start. All right. So today, I wanted to talk about like dating apps and like your opinion on dating apps. I know like we usually talk about them.
They don't work.
I know like our usual WhatsApp messages are like complaining about them and stuff. But I really want to like. Document what your actual opinions for the world to see. Because I remember like earlier this week I was walking through Leicester Square.
Yeah.
You've met the guy that does the comedy club.
The black guy.
Yeah, him, yeah. Yeah. So he's another one I talk about dating apps with. So, you know, earlier this week I was walking through there and I saw him again and we were talking about dating apps as well. And he was telling me about how he uses Plenty of Fish, and he gets
Plenty of Fish is so weird, man.
like he was talking to me about, oh yeah, I'm speaking to these girls on POF. I'm like, what POF are you using? Because the thing is, with me, when I use POF, like I must have messaged around 100 plus females on that
app.
Wow,
that's a lot.
I haven't gotten one reply yet. One. Actually, tell the truth, I did get a reply,
maybe,
finally.
Maybe they don't use the app anymore.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you're picking the wrong people.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm talking to him and he's like, yeah, I'm getting these replies. I'm like, yo, dude, you have to show me your inbox. So he's showing me the inbox, right? And he's like, he said to me the same thing. He's like, he messaged around like hundreds of girls, but he's gotten probably in total like between 10 and 20 replies in total. But yeah, I'm just thinking like, dude, no one's replying on flipping POF.
I don't use it anymore. I think I installed it maybe. Might still be my phone.
That's another thing I do. I tend to do. I like install apps, try them. Something doesn't happen. Like I give myself a week to keep the app, or something does happen. Like just say, Clover, there was this one girl I was speaking to on Clover. She said her location was in London, right? Cute picture, whatever. Speaking to her, I tell her, yeah, message me on WhatsApp. So she messages me on WhatsApp. But then I noticed something was weird with her number. I think it was +33 or something.
Right, that's not the UK.
So I didn't pay much attention to it. I was like, maybe she moved over here and then she's still using that number. Whatever, because WhatsApp, you can use a completely different number on WhatsApp then. So I asked her, oh, because I searched the area code, it was Sweden. So then I asked her, oh, how come you have a Swedish number? She was like, oh, because I'm from Sweden. I was like, okay. So did you move to London recently? She was like, no, I still live in Sweden. I was like, have you ever visited London? She's like, nah. It's like, why did you have it on your profile? She's like, oh, I just like the place. So I was like, you know, I was like, you know what, forget this, man. I deleted the app. As soon as you said that, I just deleted that. I was just so like, I was so done.
You should have just taken a trip to Sweden, man.
No, for what, man?
Thank you for listening to that episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a rating on whatever platform you're using, whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, or whatever other platform you're listening to this on. If you'd like the video versions of these episodes, be sure to check them out on our YouTube channel, The Maker TV, all one word. If you'd like to carry on this discussion on social media, use the hashtag TheBuzz, that is hashtag THEBUZZ, or for you Americans, double Z. It's been a pleasure bringing you this episode. Catch you on the next one.